It was just a pile of clothing and a box of cardboard pieces. It might have looked like a mound of rubbish to some, but to Crazy Dave, the homeless poet, they were his most prized possessions. And on Friday, someone threw them out. Dave Dessler left his belongings at his usual spot at the corner of George and Sussex. When he returned from dinner at the Mission, everything was gone, including all of his poems. Here's Dave Dessler reading one of his poems.
All of it did happen. It was all by me seeing. Lessons learned and taught, this has been all real to me. What I do or say just makes my story longer. I'm out here freezing every night for this, but it only makes my will stronger.
That was Crazy Dave reading one of his poems. All of his poetry was stolen on Friday. Since it disappeared, Guy Bourdieu has been trying to replace what was lost. Guy owns the Petite Mort Gallery, and he's displayed Dave's poetry in the past. Guy, welcome.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in. How did you find out that Dave's belongings had gone missing?
Well, Dave and I are actually friends. So he comes in the gallery regularly, and I also have his work in the gallery because I had a show about a year ago called Outsider on artists that were outside the norm, and I included his work, his poetry, which did extremely well, and he sold about 50 poems, which all the proceeds, of course, went to him. And we've maintained a friendship. There's something about Dave that is I cannot explain, but we have a bond. And I think one of the things that really got to me was the fact that we're the same age. Even though we have extremely different directions, we are friends.
How did the two of you meet?
He just walked into my gallery.
That was it.
And because everyone's welcome in my gallery, yeah. But also I'd seen him on the street selling his poetry, which I bought, quite a number of them to support him, but also because he actually has a gift. He does know how to write poetry.
So how is he dealing with this loss and the fact that his stuff was taken?
Well, I used to say to Dave, how can you leave your stuff out there? But I'm really not one to judge. Dave does as he chooses. People say sometimes, these people choose to be outside and be homeless. Those are not things that I can analyze, but I can have a friendship with Dave. And so when he came in and told me, and I used to joke about, how can you leave your stuff out there? But he just trusts everybody. And unfortunately, this time, everything was taken, but it wasn't just maybe just a sweater was stolen or his cup of change. Everything was eradicated. So this felt like it was more than what it normally was. So
had anything like this ever happened to him before? Had he ever had stuff?
Oh, he's always had something stolen. And because he does, go away to eat at the Mission and leaves everything there, a blanket, sleeping bag, his poetry itself. He will leave his poetry there and a cup and a note that says, if you like my poetry, leave a donation. He's a trusting guy. But he's also, a fixture in the market. And I think if anybody saw anybody stealing something from him, they'd defend him immediately.
But he knew that there was something very different about this.
Well, when he told me, the expression on his face, I knew this was not the same scenario. It was something completely different. And it felt like someone was being vindictive. I did not want to get into trying to figure out who could possibly do this. I immediately wanted to instead look for help and support from my friends and the people that know Dave.
So what did you do? You said you sought help?
All I did, because I have a gallery with a mailing list, all I did was contact press and my mailing list of about 2,000 people with a letter that I wrote from the heart without getting on my soapbox or milking the situation. I just said, these are the things that he needs. And it was very basic. It was a change of clothes, a toothbrush, just basic stuff. But the response was beyond overwhelming. I just couldn't believe it because people also brought in blank journals. They brought a first aid kit. They brought different types of shoes, not just running shoes, jeans. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I thought, There's something there. There's something there that I think people have a need to help, but they don't know how. So when something happens that someone actually says, I could use some help, then there's an avalanche of response.
You were really overwhelmed by
yes,
that.
I am. I am still because, Dave is extremely close to me. And I cannot believe that someone could possibly eradicate someone's belongings when all they have is a pile out in the rain. I mean, it's beyond description.
What are some things that some of the people who responded to your email, what are some things that they said? Some of the emails that you received?
People are angry, as I was. And I've chosen to turn this around and use this energy that is almost a rage to make some change for Dave. So my conclusion to this was not to continue to be angry and to go beyond getting the things that Dave needs, which is only a few things, because he has to be able to carry what he takes with him. So I thought, and I've been working on this for months, but this is now the moment to finally do this, which is to get him housing. And I know that not every situation is perfect, but with Dave, if I trust my own instincts, I know that Dave is ready, because I've been talking to him about this for over a year. But what I need is to find the resources to get support and know how to do this properly, to get only one person in housing, and then from there, perhaps people can take the initiative to help someone else they know.
I want to talk more about the strategy that you're going to employ, but you received a letter, a rather disturbing letter as well, among some of those donations. Can you tell us about that letter?
I think with the business that I have, I always get people who respond to anything that is outside the norm, and I'm used to it, and I'm okay with it. But this letter was particularly interesting because it was literally thrown through the door of the gallery, and the person took off. And I actually wasn't there. I heard about it after. So I came in to read the letter, and like I said, I've chosen to take this and turn it around, as opposed to take this person's arrogance and ignorance, and let's make it into something that will just be more positive.
Can you read the letter for
me? I'd love to read it. It says, Monsieur Berube, it took me less than 5 minutes to dispose of Dave Dessler's belongings on Friday afternoon. I'm a private taxpaying citizen living downtown, and after many complaints to the city of Ottawa, I took it upon myself to clean the filth that Dave called home. I will continue to keep our streets clean and safe, and shame on you for perpetrating the homeless crisis here in Ottawa, and shame on you for giving him a free pass while others have to live by the rules. I'm sure you'll have no trouble allocating a few square feet of space on the sidewalk in front of your fine establishment for Dave once he sees he cannot impose his will on the taxpayers of this city. It's nice that you want to help people, but in this instance, you are performing a disservice to our city by encouraging laziness and disease. Go volunteer your time at the mission if you want to make a difference for the better. Yours truly, signed, R.F. Cartier, Citizens for Safe and Clean Streets. So there.
If there's one message that you want to say to the person who signed his or her name, R.F. Cartier, what is it? What message? What do you want to say? How would you respond to that letter?
Without sounding angry, I think that this person just lacks information, and it's a complicated issue, and it's hard to understand what goes on in Dave's mind and why people are homeless and why people do have addiction. But it goes beyond that, and for to take someone's belongings and throw them away, that was his choice of action, and I have to respect his opinion, but he must respect mine, and he will have to respect how I feel about this, and I am reacting to it myself, because every action has a reaction.
This person clearly feels that he or she is doing a service or performing a service for the citizens of Ottawa by cleaning up what he or she deems refuse.
Well, I would have loved to have been able to reach him before this interview, because I did look him up since he chose to sign, but I could not find the information in the phone book, so I'm not sure if it's a real name or not. But if he hears this, I would love to welcome him at my gallery to drop by, because I think this guy needs a hug. he needs a bit of love, because this is just, it's negative energy, and who needs it?
What's next?
There's things that are in the works with Dave that no one knows about. This is now the time to talk about it. But as far as the housing, it's already something that we've been looking into. I spoke to Dave, and he needs to feel that he is ready for this also, and he is ready. And the other thing that's fantastic is Dave is a great poet, and we've also been working on a book of his poetry that is actually coming out in a few weeks. So this guy picked on the wrong guy. So there's something positive happening here. The launch of the book will be happening at the gallery, and I would love to do a fundraiser to help get Dave the housing that he needs.
Guy, it's good of you to join us this afternoon. Thanks
so much.
Thank you. Guy Berube owns the Petite Mort Gallery.